I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. When you think of military technology, do you imagine this?
Echo team is away. Prince 5-2 exiting Alpha Oscar.
It's a scene from the film Zero Dark Thirty when the Navy SEAL team flies into Osama bin Laden's compound. They ride in stealth Black Hawk helicopters. They jump out wearing night vision goggles with state-of-the-art sniper rifles and machine guns in their hands. That's a kind of military technology that gets a lot of attention. But for soldiers serving in mountainous regions like Afghanistan, it's the simple things that can make all the difference, like boots. Sore feet have plagued the military for generations, so the Army has set out to build a better boot. A couple of years ago, it asked the footwear industry to create a boot that would be effective and comfortable for soldiers serving in Afghanistan. And now the three best designs are being tested at the U.S. Army's Soldier Research Development and Engineering Center in Natick, Mass. I took a trip out to the research center, and I met Bob Hall. He's a footwear project engineer.
We try to solve the problems and make the soldiers happy with their footwear.
What are the biggest problems? I mean, what have you encountered, especially with regards to Afghanistan?
In Afghanistan, the biggest problem was when we first went in there that the boots weren't really adequate for the terrain. The standard issue boots, there's two samples here, as you can see, this is basically designed for a desert situation or whatever. And they were finding that the leather was breaking down. The fabric was wearing out. We ended up getting holes in them and that. So they decided that they really need to come up with a boot that's designed for that environment. What we originally did is we went out and we looked at commercial items that were out there. We issued some standard commercial boots and let the soldiers, you know, run with them and get some feedback from them. What we ended up with is designing a boot with the manufacturer's help. You can see it's got the rubber rand around here, which gives it much more durability. It's got a more aggressive sole. It's got a defined heel. But the biggest complaint was, in a hot environment, it was way too hot. Mm. Plus, they would like to have seen it a little bit lighter. We came up with a general description of what we wanted, and we had the manufacturers submit samples. In the meantime, the soldiers needed boots. So we had some manufacturers supply boots based on that general configuration that we designed. Those were fielded to soldiers in theater.
Each of these boots is made by a different manufacturer?
Each of these boots is made by a different manufacturer. These are being tested now.
Have you tried on all these boots, Bob?
I have tried them on, but I haven't worn them over any length of time.
Right.
But, I mean, they seem comfortable to me.
You must have heard a few stories over the years about soldiers who their boots are everything to them.
Oh, they are. You know, I'm from the Vietnam era. My younger cousin was in the Marines, and he was injured in action. And they sent him to the hospital, and they put him in the foot ward because his feet were so bad. So, you know, this is something that they live with. Whatever we can do to relieve that, I think, is important.
Bob Hall there, footwear project engineer at the Army Soldier Research Development and Engineering Center. He's still testing the three finalist boot designs. Hall puts them in machines that flex the boots hundreds of thousands of times. He freezes them and also puts them in a machine that simulates sweaty feet. To get a sense of why this research is important today, I spoke with Sergeant Major Scott Broxton. He's been deployed to Afghanistan twice and once to Iraq. He's based at the Maneuver Center of Excellence in Fort Benning, Georgia. His job, to help identify the problems with equipment like boots.
We are the guys that, you know, there's a capability that's out there, or there's a gap, you know, that's out there that we're trying to fill. So we get a requirement, you know, of what the soldiers want in a boot or what we're looking for in a boot. So whether it be light, breathable, flexible, you know, ankle support, you know, and the 72 dozen things else that we can sit here and say, we write the requirement for that.
Now, give our listeners a sense of just how crucial footwear has been to you in all your deployments.
You have to have something comfortable on your feet. You know, if you've got sore feet, you know, you're not a happy person. So having a good pair of boots to fit on your feet or a good pair of shoes to fit on your feet, you know, is you know, morale-driven. If your feet hurt, you're not the greatest of moods.
Did you serve with anybody who just said, you know, the heck with it, I'm going to buy my own boots?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There are tons of soldiers. You know, if you line up 10 soldiers, you know, probably 8 of them got a different boot on. It's personal preference. You know, you may like a Nike. I may not like a New Balance. So it's all personal preference. And, Boots is always a category in the Army, you know, that nobody's going to be happy with.
Did you ever buy your own?
No, I never have.
You were pretty happy with what the military
gave
you?
No, not saying I was happy.
Okay.
Yep. I just have never bought my own pair of boots. I mean, call me cheap. You know,
I'm not going to call you anything.
You know, reached out there and bought my own pair of boots just for that reason. If the Army's going to give it to me, you know, free, why am I going to go out and spend my own money to buy it?
Sergeant Major Scott Broxson there. After more than a decade of war in Afghanistan and a planned withdrawal date of next year, it might seem a bit late to be perfecting soldiers' footgear, but with the potential for new deployments in the region, the search for the best boot continues. And for returning vets out there, what's the story of your combat boots? Snap us a photo of your boots and share it on Instagram. Just use the hashtag combat boots.